K-State Nation, Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Coming to you on this lunch Saturday, folks. August 3rd, 2024. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Weather that is in the rise of football, men's basketball, women's basketball, women's volleyball coming up, and so much more. The sports out there in K-State country, out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Of course, yours truly is a K-State alum. And speaking of which, that was a choppy opening. But speaking of choppy, the K-State women's soccer schedule, at least the beginning of it, is very choppy now because the fact that they had to adjust everything. Not everything, but they adjust the season opening game. I had it here. There we go. So, K-State women's soccer has adjusted its 2024 schedule as the season opening match for the Wildcats now will take place against the Nevada Wolfpack Thursday, August 15th. You know how close we are to August 15th? Pretty damn close. So, it's going to be here before you know. And I know I've been saying on the podcast that they're supposed to play Arkansas either this weekend or it's going to be the following weekend. I'm not so sure about that, but I know when we went over at least the home portion, at least, of the 2024 K-State women's soccer schedule, they were part of the home schedule, but it was a preseason matchup there as well. Yeah. Here, speaking of which, let's just go right to that. Yeah. Well, as we have it pulled up, so K-State preseason this upcoming Friday, which I won't be there because I'm going to be doing something out of this world or trying to do attempt out of this world things. August 9th, that is this upcoming Friday, Arkansas comes to Manhattan. So there you go. So folks, you've been wondering why Eddie keeps on saying, oh, it's a preseason matchup. When is it going to be? You know it's Arkansas, but when's it going to be? When's it going to be, Eddie? Why hyping this up? Well, K-State Nation, there you go. So, Arkansas, this upcoming Friday, August 9th, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, not Kansas City, Missouri, not where I live at, out there, 2 hours west of Kansas City, Mo, Arkansas comes calling to Manhattan for the preseason. And remember, if I'm correct on this, last year in down in Arkansas, these teams finished in a tie. So, there's going to be some fireworks Friday night. There's already going to be fireworks already across the Midwest. You have that going on. I'm going to be trying to attempt something out of this world I have not done, which I'm excited for. It's a new experience. It's definitely going to be more than a marathon. I'll put this like this, right? I know this is K-State sports, but this is relates to yours truly, okay? I'm already having it set, so look, I'm gonna attempt to be last runner standing at the KC Backyard Ultra next Friday through Saturday, or whatever happens between now and then. Crazy stuff, right? Yeah, crazy stuff. Last runner standing, which means you have to be the last person running throughout this event, okay? And I'm on this roll here. This is going to become a crossover on the pod. So this is going to come out tomorrow. So we all listen to this. I should be already done with the relay portion of the season for yours truly and getting ready. Really, we got a big fall coming up here with this now thrown in the fold and the Chicago Marathon almost two months from now. Not 2 weeks. That's too quick. 2 months from now, which is really snuck up pretty fast, but we got to focus on the next, less than 7 days or less than a week. We got a monster week ahead of us. That's going to be going on. Arkansas, that's going to be going on that's actually the start at the same time. That and the KC Backyard Ultra. Now, of course, the Backyard Ultra, you have 3 hour, is a 6 hour, 12 hour, right? So you're going to have those folks out there doing that. The rest of us going to try to outlast the other. So there you go. So attempting something crazy out of this world. And honest, that's going to be some scene next week. Well, at least in KC, Missouri. Arkansas travels to Manhattan for the one and only exhibition game for Kansas State women's soccer. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer checking in with you on this. I've turned this into a crossover edition. This will come out tomorrow for you guys. So, guys, gals out there, want to turn up for your women's soccer team, see what they're going to be this year, definitely come out, support them. Mike DeBeanie, looking to take this team. Baby steps. They have to take it to the next level this year. When it comes to this team, the soccer team, whatever reason, it seems to me. Now again, shout out Murphy Sheaf. That's the person I was trying to think of when trying to think of Paris Olympic Games. K-State alumni or athletes that are still competing for K-State or competing for other countries during this Olympic period. I was trying to search for it, right? So Murphy Sheaf. She's competing for, we did a podcast. I did a podcast on this. So she's competing for New Zealand. Yep. New Zealand. So she's doing work there, but Murphy Sheaf did a lot last year for this team. And where did the offense go in the second half of the season? So if this team again can find some lick of offense, then we got something cooking with women's soccer. So the defense, no question. The defense, ever since the Pearl Project Podcast, I started this thing, they've been solid. It's the offense that has not come to play here. And K-State last year, or actually this is the Wolfpack. Wolfpack last year, this should be, I better not say that because I got in trouble doing it, so I'm not going to do it. Thank you reminding me, because I put a bold statement out there last year that they will destroy Baylor. They didn't do it. Wolfpack finished 6-10-5 overall record, including 4-6-1 mark in Mountain West action there. Let's see. So we got the ticket prices here starting only $40 a piece there. Now, season ticket holders, y'all can take advantage of this. Multiple benefits, including ticket exchanges program, an opportunity to swap out unused tickets to bring more friends and family to future matches there as well. Yeah, so obviously we went over the, if you are wondering about the K-State soccer women's schedule, home schedule for Boosie Family Park, there's an episode on that. Go back, find it in y'all Purple Project podcast feed, wherever y'all listen to your favorite K-State podcast there as well. Jasmine Brown returning for this team. She's a dog. Woo! You want to mess with her on our course. And we called this young lady out last year as well. She did some big things, especially early in the season, talking about Joe C's as one of the top two. You have your top two getters out there as well, and a lot of young talent as well on this team. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen. We'll see. We'll, as Aaron Freeman says, we'll see, what happens with this team. But yeah, very anxious to see get fall sports going, and a lot of people are anxious to see, not anxious to see, are anxious to get fall temperatures going as well, because everybody's sick of these hot ass temps here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm sure there's a hot mess going on in Manhattan, Kansas as well, but we gotta get through it. Plus at least another month or change or so. I know y'all don't like to hear that, but hey, we gotta get through this together. So K-State women's soccer will open up against Nevada August 15th, that is, I want to say that's a week, but I don't want to get it wrong here, so let's go back up real quick. Yep, that's going to be less than a week after their preseason match against Arkansas. So August 15th, Nevada goes down at Boosie Family Park. Come out, support your women's soccer team, so as they try to get off on the right foot in the 2024 Campaign Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcast or found your free and available daily, or wherever I have a chance to record Kansas State sports coverage. Fall sports around the corner. Cannot wait. Highlighted by what could be a great season on the football field. But again, I got to see it to believe it. Out there, there's a lot of talent to go around for that K-State football team. And fall camp began this week for head coach Chris Klieman and his K-State football team. That's going to do it on this special soccer edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State and a little bit of crossover what I'm doing next week. Boy, it is going to be huge. Oh, my. Buckle up. Alex Satan out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.